A year ago today, President Bush signed into law ambitious goals for the nation's public schools. The act, known as No Child Left Behind, sets minimum standards for test scores and penalizes schools whose scores consistently fall below those standards. But officials in many states are unsure of how their plans to improve schools fit in with the federal law. According to the newspaper Education Week, 19 states already conduct some of the same testing required by the act. Lynn Olson, a senior editor at Education Week, says many states are concerned that there won't be funds to fully comply with the law.
That is one of the big debates going on right now, with the Bush administration arguing that they have put a lot of new money into education because of this new law, but many states saying that it's not enough, and some Democrats on the Hill also saying more money is needed to meet all these new mandates, not only to improve testing, but also school accountability systems, the quality of teachers. There are a number of mandates in a variety of areas in this new law.
If schools don't perform under this act, measures are taken.
That's right. In schools that receive Title I money, schools largely serving poor children, if they fail to have adequate progress, adequate academic progress, after a couple of years, children are supposed to be able to transfer to higher performing public schools. It's a school choice measure. That's supposed to be in place for those schools that have failed to make adequate progress for 2 years, starting this year in some schools.
The schools that now absorb these additional students, can they not get overcrowded and become a bad school as a result?
They can get overcrowded, and part of what the administration has said is that districts and states need to come up with a way to deal with capacity issues. That capacity is not supposed to be an excuse for not offering students and their parents a choice of better schools.
What are the sanctions against a school that doesn't perform?
It's an increasing set of sanctions. In the long run, it could mean that a school is closed and it's reopened as a charter school, that its staff is replaced, that its curriculum is revamped. There are a series of steps that states can take for schools that continue to fail to make progress.
So it's just giving up on those schools?
Some would argue it's giving up on them. Some would say we shouldn't allow children to languish forever in low-performing schools, so I guess it depends on your point of view. There's a lot of debate about which of those steps actually may help schools improve and which will not.
All of this is based on the program that the president had going in Texas, right? And did he not have some good results with that program?
Texas has shown some good results, particularly in closing achievement gaps. Part of the issue is, at the same time that they're putting in place all these new expectations, are they building the capacity of teachers and of schools to really meet these higher expectations?
So this is all still in the transition phase, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Education Department didn't release final regulations for this new law until very late last year. States are just now turning in plans for how they expect to meet some of these new requirements, and we expect to see a lot of changes in states in the next year or two.
Lynn Olson is a senior editor at Education Week.